Across the country, people are debating what the U.S. response should be to last week's terrorist attacks. About 150 people turned out last night to discuss that question at a town hall meeting in Newport News, Virginia. It was organized by two members of Congress, one a Republican, the other a Democrat. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The evening began with a moment of silence and the Pledge of Allegiance led by a student at Christopher Newport University, which lent its auditorium for the meeting.
A Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
In the audience were students and senior citizens, blacks and whites, a smattering of firefighters who were honored with a standing ovation, and other local officials. Republican Congresswoman Joanne Davis, along with Democrat Bobby Scott, organized the event.
What we represent is a Congress standing as one behind our president and our armed services and our people who are doing what they can to make sure that we have a safe America in which to stand.
The moment was poignant. This morning, the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, along with its accompanying battle group, left Norfolk. The Pentagon will only say the ships are headed east on a deployment scheduled before last week's attacks. But the point was made often last night that nearly everyone in this militarily dependent region knows or is related to someone likely to soon be in harm's way. Jessica is a student whose father is in the military. Her hair in a ponytail, she trembled as she stood at the podium.
I'm also concerned that if we go and we get whoever is responsible for this, what happens after that? Like, wouldn't somebody else just rise to power in their place? And what do we do about that? How do we stop them from terrorizing us even worse? And how do we save ourselves?
There was no consensus on what to do. Bill O'Dell, a Vietnam vet, wore a small American flag pinned to his lapel. He implored the members of Congress to make sure the military has what it needs.
They need more than just bullets and beans. They need a clear objective and an exit strategy. If we all learned anything from Vietnam, is that we had no clear objective and we didn't have any way to get out.
A number of those who spoke last night talked of the sacrifices they were willing to make and the rights they were willing to give up in order to see the war on terrorism won. Paul Bowles drew laughter when he talked of how far he was willing to go.
I don't care if the chief of police, the CIA, or anybody else knows what time I go to the bathroom, what color my underwear, whatever information you need, get it, take care of this business. All right?
Several, though, spoke of their concerns that civil rights could be violated, especially the rights of Muslims. There were also worries that the U.S. was embarking on this battle alone. Some students suggested a more global approach, working with the United Nations. But Linda Wall forcefully asserted otherwise.
I hear a lot of talk about international and coalitions and the U.N. But I ask both of you to make certain that our men don't have to put a UN flag or patch.
After the meeting, Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott said he was glad for the chance to hear from so many points of view.
We wanted to give the citizens an opportunity to ventilate their feelings and their emotions, and I think that was very important. We had a lot of diverse views as to what needed to be done, and I think things needed to be said.
The audience last night was polite and it seemed fairly equally divided between those counseling restraint and those ready to go to war. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Newport News, Virginia.